NASA 557, contact tower 128.15.
Caution, caution. Manual, fuel, manual, fuel.
I'm John Golia.
I'm Greg Fife.
And I'm Todd Curtis.
And we are the Flight Safety Detectives.
Between us, we have over a century of aviation accident investigation and safety experience to draw on as we discuss issues that affect all of us.
So we are qualified to share our perspectives on accidents and incidents and what can be learned from them for the future.
We're proud to say we've got three sponsors that really relate to the topic of aviation safety: the Professional Aviation Maintenance Association, or PAMA, Piston Power, and Avemco Insurance, a world-class provider of aviation insurance.
Later on in the show, we'll tell you how you can get a 5% discount on your insurance just for listening to the show.
We don't just dissect the official reports. In every episode, we identify safety issues and take the mystery out of accident investigations.
So maybe pilots and their planes can have safer flights ahead.
Well, hello, gentlemen. It is another episode of Flight Safety Detectives. It's good to see you. Unfortunately, it's not in person, but fortunately, it's almost been day after day after day after day. I think there was a song like that. Anyway, we've been focusing on Air India, and the Indian government has released another report, except this isn't anything like the prelim. It is actually a statement regarding the information in their prelim and all of the chatter online and around the world through various media about the information that has come out, the information that we've all been talking about. And now they're trying to put a kibosh on it because they're upset with all the chatter. And I think this is an opportune time to get some feedback from experts, since we've all dealt with this around the world, including here in the United States. And we've never said, we're not going to say anything. We've never said, just wait till the final report. Well, you put out a preliminary report that raises more questions than provides answers. And you have little factoids that are leaking out now. What do you expect? So I'll start with you, John. I mean, it's just, you know, what do you expect?
Well, what the aviation industry expects is information that they can act upon. We just killed a whole bunch of people. Other companies, they don't want to do that. So they want to know some details from this so that they can take measures, if there's something that needs to be done, to do them. So that's the very first piece. And having to get the information from reporters, which some are good and some are not so good, it's the wrong way to do it. And what they should be doing is given enough information up front so that if there is anything that needs to be done, they can make a determination and get the whatever it is accomplished. Right? So we haven't done any of that. There's so many open areas in that report that people are probing, and in my mind, many of which are not the appropriate place to be spending your effort. It's more of a disservice than a service.
Yeah, and you know, they're talking about respecting the families and everything else. Okay, well, we do have a lot of internet junior investigators and stuff who have made some pretty wild claims. But the Indian government in that prelim has boxed themselves into a corner because they have already committed to the fact that there is nothing wrong with the airplane and nothing wrong with the engines. Period. That's what they've said. They said it in this preliminary report. They can't backtrack on that. So the only place to go is the crew and the airline. And when you look at the facts, conditions, and circumstances, as cryptic as they are, that they have laid out in their preliminary report, those of us in the know that, again, you got to focus on the two people that are in that cockpit, because they've not said anything about anybody else. And what do you expect when you put out information like that? yeah, you can't control all the storylines that people are going to continue to try and profess, but you've opened yourself up. You want to put some of those fires out, then put out more information that basically definitively shuts things down. And Todd, I know you've read it. You know, we talk about this all the time as far as being respectful. We're respectful. Look, you know, I'm not pointing the finger at the captain or the first officer. The Wall Street Journal got some information and identified who said what, yet it's still not official. You want to put some of these fires out, then the Indian government should be identifying, just like we typically do when there is a cockpit voice recorder, who said what, who did what. You know, there's no analysis there. Just make a factual statement.
Now, speaking of statements, let's for a minute look at the actual appeal that was sent out by the Indian government. This was a one-page document. Those of you watching the video version of this will see this. That was sent out on July 17th, which is the day before we did this recording. And it is has 4 points in it. I'll go to the fourth one first. It says, in short, the AIB, the Indian AIB, appeals to all concerned to await publication of final investigation report after completion of the investigation. AIB will also publish updates as and when required, which have technical and public interest. What they're basically saying is, everyone be quiet. We know what's good for you. Don't say anything. If you do, it'll be irresponsible. Now, to an earlier point they made, they did make some points about some of the things that have been said have been distressing to the families of those who are deceased. And we're totally on board with that, because irresponsible reporting is irresponsible reporting. I don't care what your intent is. Some of the things I've seen done out there are hurting those families. But to say that they are so above and beyond that they should not be called into question as to their methods, claiming they're following international and Indian protocols when it comes to investigation. We might take exception to that, but that's a minor point. The bigger point is what Greg just said. They already put themselves out there with the preliminary report and with, frankly, their lack of transparency and lack of communication with the public. And I'm not sure if there have been a full use of the international partners who are in this investigation, but we are clear, it is clear from their own statements, that the most important potential partner or party to the investigation was Air India. Air India was not included. No reason given. That, if nothing else, would allow people like us who know something about how the business works to question what's going on here and why.
Yeah, and they should have put out, again, people are still, I was just doing an India TV show this morning, and I got into it because they had an air marshal as a guest as well. They still want to believe there's a software or technical issue with the aircraft. You've been a month into this investigation. You've got an international group of experts. One, I would have expected that India AAIB would have put working groups together for system structures, power plants, and for maintenance records. They would have delved into all of those technical issues. They would have looked whether or not there's a software issue based on the fact that they got good FDR and good CVR data and put out a statement. It isn't a software problem. It's definitely not a hardware problem because they've already exonerated both the airplane and the aircraft, the engines. So where are we going with this? The only place we can go is the human side, and the human side are the two people sitting in that cockpit. And okay, but you know, there are a lot of people that are still trying to make this a technical issue, including a lot of people over in India. You've already put that fire out, make a definitive statement, and you know, you throw things in there like this 737 SAIB. All of a sudden now, you've created another little bonfire that people are gonna run with when it has nothing to do with this airplane and this accident, because you've already said there's nothing wrong with it. So why even talk about it?
Now, there are two more points I want to bring to light in the statement from AIB, Indian AIB. In the first statement, first part of it, it ends the statement by saying that while the accident of this dimension has drawn public attention and shock. However, it needs to be appreciated that this is not the time to create public anxiety or angst towards safety of Indian aviation industry, particularly on the basis of unfounded facts. I would make the, I hold that the anxiety has been caused by many parties, including, in my opinion, the folks running the investigation. For reasons we've stated copiously in our previous shows, there were aspects to how they were running this investigation, many of which were public, which were baffling to say the least. The last thing I'd like to point out is in item 3 out of 4. It begins, the purpose of the AIB's investigation and preliminary report is to provide information about what happened. The preliminary report has to be seen in this light. At this stage, it is too early to reach any definite conclusions. I think in our previous show, we talked, two previous shows, we talked about the what that was missing. That is, some things were provided, but they seemed to stop short of going to the full extent they could have. For example, they said, pilot one said this, the other pilot said that. When we believe, we're not in the investigation, so we don't have all the factual evidence. We believe they had it within their power to identify which pilot said what, or which pilot might have turned a particular switch. They did not. They have their reasons. But had they done that, point three would have more salience.
We're going to take a short break now to meet one of Avemco's employees from their Frederick, Maryland office.
You know, there's a lot of confusion out there around the FAA requirements. Most people don't realize that the FAA requirements are the minimum standard.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's not the best. It's just the minimum.
And that's what we want to see. We don't necessarily say you have to do X, Y, and Z. We just want you to do more than the minimum required of you. Because obviously, the more you do, the better pilot you will be.
Great. And then, how are you received when you try to encourage pilots to go that extra step or go above and beyond? Are they resistant to it? Do they say, well, you know, I get enough training or I do enough flying, I don't need to do that?
Honestly, the majority of the pilots that we deal with are willing to go that extra mile, or when we tell them their discounts are available, they're already doing.
And if I choose to do that additional training, what do I have to provide to you so that I get credit for that?
You have to just let us know. You give us a call, tell us what you're doing, we'll document it, and we don't need any documentation sent to us.
Great.
And now, back to the flight safety detectives.
If they really want to put some of these fires out, then come clean as to, okay, what kind of investigation are you running now? Because a lot of the technical experts from this multinational team are now gone. They've gone back to their homeland. And okay, so what are you working on? What are you investigating? What's the course of this investigation? What type of investigation are you conducting? Because apparently it is not an accident investigation. It is some other kind of investigation. The accident part left when you said somebody turned those switches off. So, John, I mean, you've been down this road with me, with the NTSB. I mean, and you know, where's the chairman in all of this or any of the board members?
Well, of course, they're held outside because of ICAO, Annex 13. But the fact remains that once they said it was a deliberate act by someone, Annex 13 becomes null and void. Now, the Indian authorities or any other authority that has a similar accident can choose to keep going down the path of an accident investigation, but the police are going to have a lot of impact on what they can say and what they can do. Because if you're going to prosecute as a crime, you know, what if this, whichever crew member it is, we'll go with the captain because everyone's saying that. If the captain did this, did he act alone? Is there somebody behind him? Is this a conspiracy, not just an individual who had some mental issues, right? We don't know that. Maybe they know that. But this blending of a criminal investigation with an accident investigation may sound okay on paper, but once you start getting down into the nitty-gritty of an accident, and it may take a surprise turn like a conspiracy, and boy, that's going to cause much more problems than they have now.
Yeah, and of course it's a political reflection, and a brand image reflection, both in the negative light. Okay, great, we understand that, but you want people to stop talking about this and making up stories and running wild with a variety of things that are upsetting the families, then be square with all of us, and basically we'll all shut up because we'll no longer talk about this. As you know, well, we don't talk about it as a technical event because we already know that it's not an aircraft or an engine problem. But at this point, I'm kind of getting tired of talking about Air India because it is now old news, and I'm not going to join the rest of the folks talking about conspiracy theories and trying to defend a position about whether or not there's still technical issues that haven't been examined. You had a multinational team. You had a month. You had good data. They know what's going on. They know what was going on with the aircraft, how it was performing, and if there was an anomalous operation, it was, identified as to what the origin or cause of that anomalous operation is.
I'll have an unusual second to last word. I'll use someone else's words. Today, the chair of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy, had this statement, along with an attachment, which was the AIB statement. Recent media reports on the Air India 171 crash are premature and speculative. India's Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau just released its preliminary report. Investigations of this magnitude take time. We fully support the AIB's public appeal, which was released Thursday, and will continue to support its ongoing investigation. All investigative questions should be addressed to the AIB. My second and last word, most of that statement I agree with. One particular statement, we fully support the AIB's public appeal, which was released Thursday. Notice how narrow that statement was. They support their public appeal. The public appeal was to stop irresponsible reporting.
Okay, and guess what? How much irresponsible reporting was there with the DC Midair? How much irresponsible reporting was there with the Philadelphia Learjet? How much irresponsible reporting was there with the 10 fatal caravan up in Alaska? How much irresponsible reporting goes every day? And the NTSB didn't shut it down. And while I understand that she's going to support the AAIB, the fact is that you can't shut down discussions like whatever is taking place in the media, and on the internet without providing facts that put these fires out, because you've opened up yourself, you've opened up these doors, with questions that, people are going to make up answers to because you haven't provided enough factual information to shut it all down. John, I mean, as an ex-board member, you're in a political position more than a technical position, sitting on the board. I mean, would she have gone to the other board members and that's the feeling, or is that just her autonomous authority representing the NTSB?
And John, because of your unique background as a former board member, I think this will be an appropriate last word, and I do hope the current NTSB board is listening.
Well, I'm not sure that she went to the board members. I think she did it on her own. But if she did, there's probably nothing in there that they would disagree with from their point of view, because it's not our investigation. It's the Indian investigation. And it should be an Indian criminal investigation, which even dilutes her or any of our opinions even lower. So
Well,
it's a unique position we're in, not unusual. German Wings, Silk Air, there's a short list of pilots doing willful damage to the airplanes and their passengers. A very short list, but the list exists. And
but
countries that don't have, wait, one last point, Greg.
yeah.
Right? Countries that don't have a free press like we do, always question and criticize the press for what they're trying to bring forward. They're trying to expose things that aren't proper. And India has a semi-free press, from my experience over there. They don't have total free rein. The government still sticks their nose into a lot of what gets on radio, TV, and in print. The government still has their fingers in all of that. So it's not 100% free. And now they're taking offense to the fact that the press outside of their country is calling them on the carpet for what they haven't disclosed and what they're trying to pass off is information to quiet everybody down, and it really has failed in that effort. So what they are facing now is their own people and the problems, and they're probably loading up disinformation on that side, and they're facing an international community that wants answers more than suspect answers. Like you said, Greg, they could have addressed the pilot issue in the beginning, and it would have stopped all that questioning. But that, when they didn't, then it opened up all the speculation from all those junior investigators that we've talked about that said, oh, it's an engine problem, it's this problem, it's that problem. All right? That's because there wasn't enough bona fide information in there. And sometimes maybe because we have our access to things that maybe somebody else doesn't, we kept our tone much quieter and much more focused.
Yeah. And I think that's a great last word, John. That's a good way to end the show, because, we could beat this horse to death. And it's just not worth it. We're not going to go anywhere. And all we can do now is wait to see if anything more comes out of the India government regarding this investigation. Not sure what kind, but we're just going to have to wait to see what comes out, since they said they will provide, quote, updates and then some level of final report. So we sit and wait. Yeah. And that, I always appreciate seeing my friends and definitely having these kinds of discussions. So that is it for the Flight Safety Detectives. John, sign us off.
All right. So everybody that's out there that's a pilot, the weather is nice this summer. It's pretty hot. And a lot of thunderstorms around the country. So if you're going to go flying, pre-plan. Do it at home. Do it at the airport. Watch that weather closely. All right. We have a lot of tools in the pilot community, and a lot of automation in the airplanes today, even with iPads, to keep track of your weather. This is not the time of the year to just assume you're going to have good weather all day and all in your whole path of flight. So please, please pay attention to all those details. Again, do a great pre-flight on your airplane. And when you get in the air, put a head on the swivel. And then today that means not only looking for the airplanes, but now looking for the weather, the visual cues of the weather that we all should be recognizing. And please, please fly safely.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. We really value all of our listeners and subscribers. Our podcast gets ranked by you. So if you like this, give us 5 stars inside your podcast platform.
We want to keep the conversation going with you, so we'd love for you to engage with us on our social media channels. We're on Instagram, X, Facebook, LinkedIn, and of course, YouTube.
You can email the show at flightsafetodetectives@gmail.com. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, we're working on growing this channel, and it really helps if you all comment. So please do that. We read them all.
And be sure to subscribe.
According to Avemco claims data, 34% of aircraft accidents happen on landing. Does this number surprise you? Avemco Insurance Company values safety and believes strongly in continuous pilot training and education to help prevent these accidents and promote safer skies for everyone. That's why they sponsor the Fast Team Wings program and the Flight Safety Detectives podcast. Avemco rewards safer pilots with premium credits through their Safety Rewards program. Earn an automatic 5% off by mentioning you're one of our listeners. Call 888-879-0389 for a free quote, or visit avemco.com/flightsafety.